We're doing a Tayag Mitzvot, and he writes, until here we discussed the mitzvot that are obligatory, that are common, and we didn't discuss the mitzvot of the judges, because they apply to the wise men alone. He gives a sign how you could figure them out. Now, we can add another 7 mitzvot that are the rabbinic mitzvot from the prophets and from the rabbis, and they are, what are the 7 rabbinic mitzvot? Netilat Yadayim, washing hands, Avel, mourning, Erev, the mitzvah of Erev, Tisha B'Av, Chanukah, Megillah of Purim, and Hallel. Those are the 7 rabbinic mitzvot. And then he goes over to the mitzvahs that are relevant today, but aren't so common. And the first one he mentions is to build the temple. So today, we can't do that probably without a world war, as far as we know right now. Our obligation is to build a shul. We have a responsibility. Everyone in the city is responsible to chip in, to see to it that they build a shul. And it's obligatory. And a person should say, we're preparing to build the shul to pray in, as our sages instituted, and they aligned it with the pasuk, Vasuli Mikdash. It's an asmachta. And part of this is, we're also fulfilling the biblical prohibition, not to make a mosaic floor to bow on. The Torah says, the even maskit lo titanu ba'atzechem, don't set up a mosaic floor to bow on, like they did in the pagan churches. From this comes the mitzvah that on Yom Kippur we put things under our feet so we don't bow on the floor like they would bow on their mosaic floors, even though technically we don't have these special floors, the coloring on our floors, but we're also careful not to bow on our floors directly on Yom Kippur. We put things under our feet when we bow down. So we did the 7 rabbinic mitzvot, and we did the first of the mitzvot that are not so common, and that is the mitzvah to build the temple. The application of that today is that we build the shul.